I am behind Senator Harding and Governor Coolidge for a president and vice president of the United States for two reasons. First, because they are the nominees of the Republican Party. And secondly, because I believe them to be 100% American of true patriotism who have not failed to show marked efficiency and ability in public office. I am one who believes that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have different ideals. And I believe that the issues of the two parties are not as blurred and as indistinguishable as is sometimes said to be the case. The Republican Party is the party of concrete nationalism as opposed to the hazy internationalism of the Democratic Party. The Republican Party preached preparedness when the Democratic Party, influenced by its president, mind you, I say the president of the Democratic Party and not of the whole United States, was keeping us out of war, keeping us out of war until he was re-elected president. We need the Republican Party in office during the hard days to come, when there must be the upbuilding and rebuilding of our nation. We need preparedness for days of peace and against the always possible dangers of war. Shall we choose again the party which blindly turns from the right and in so doing drag down the prestige of America and brought on our nation unbearable criticism and deplorable confusion? Fellow citizens, we are at the turning of the way. Theodore Roosevelt said in October 1916, I demand at this election that each citizen shall think of America first. Who now does not regret that the country did not respond to that demand? Let us, the Republican Party, again make this demand. Senator Harding stood for a League of Nations with strong Americanizing reservations, as Theodore Roosevelt did. He also stood with the Senate in passing the resolution which would have enabled Theodore Roosevelt to lead a division into France when the morale of France and of America was at a low ebb. And Senator Harding, in making the memorial address on Theodore Roosevelt before the Ohio Joint Legislative Assembly in January 1919, said, Colonel Roosevelt was the great patriotic sentinel, pacing the parapet of the Republic, alert to danger and every menace, and in love with duty and service, and always unafraid. Those words of our presidential nominee in admiration of my great brother are almost a promise of what his own attitude will be. Let us stand behind him, looking forward and onward as Theodore Roosevelt would have done, and let us strive with might and main to put our beloved country in the safekeeping of Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge.